Worldview: Zimbabwe proposes compensating white farmers as hyperinflation returns. By John J. Zanakis on November 23, 2018. This morning's key headlines from generationaldynamics.com. Zimbabwe proposes to compensate some white farmers whose lands were seized. Hyperinflation returns to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe proposes to compensate some white farmers whose lands were seized. The Noria Korea-trained 5th Brigade of Mugabe's Zimbabwean Army demonstrates karate in May 1984 at Rufaro Stadium in Harare, Zimbabwe. In 1983, the 5th Brigade committed a massive slaughter of the Indibele tribe in a massive genocide called Operation Gukurahundi. In the 1990s, Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of southern Africa, growing much more food than the country needed and exporting the rest. Then, in 1999, Robert Mugabe instituted a land reform plan. The Mugabe government seized, without compensation, farms owned by white farmers, farms that were operating well and producing a great deal of food. The farms were given to cronies in Mugabe's Shona tribe who knew nothing about farming. By 2002, Zimbabwe's farmland was in ruin and people were starving. Zimbabwe had been a food exporter, but became a food importer. Now suddenly, and unexpectedly, Zimbabwe's government is proposing to compensate white farmers whose land was seized without compensation. On Thursday, Zimbabwe's finance minister Mthuli Nube, who was trained at the University of Cambridge and was appointed to his new post in September, issued his proposed budget for 2019. Buried deep in his budget document are the following paragraphs. 202. Government is committed to finalizing the issue of compensation to former white farm owners who were affected by the land reform program, in accordance with the country's law and commitments under the various bilateral agreements and the constitution. 206. In the interim, the 2019 budget proposes to avail $53 million towards payment of compensation to former white farm owners, whose disbursement will be targeted. The proposal acknowledges that the $53 million in the budget is only a tiny fraction of the total compensation that would be required, so this is only a first step. But why do it at all? Has the government of Zimbabwe suddenly developed a conscience? So Zimbabwe is being forced, most assuredly against its will, to compensate white farmers for stolen land, so that Zimbabwe can go further into debt. That sounds like karmic justice to me. According to the World Bank, Zimbabwe has enormous potential given its generous endowment of natural resources, an existing stock of public infrastructure, and comparatively well-skilled human resources. However, realizing this will require prompt action to correct fiscal policies, restabilize the monetary system, and resolve arrears to international lenders that would allow for a resumption of development financing. Australian Broadcasting, September 5, 2002, and Daily News, Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe Finance Ministry and World Bank. Hyperinflation returns to Zimbabwe. After Mugabe's land seizures left the farmlands in ruin and the people starving, Zimbabwe began importing food. Mugabe was printing money to pay for imports, causing rapid inflation and then hyperinflation, which exceeded 1,000,000% by 2009, making Zimbabwe currency worth less than toilet paper. Half the population was in severe poverty, with the greatest poverty among Mugabe's hated enemy, the Indibele tribe. The US dollar became the official currency and, for a few years, the economy started to grow again. But in 2016, Mugabe started spending lavishly again, resulting in unsustainable fiscal deficits and a cutoff of World Bank loans. Since Zimbabwe was running out of foreign reserves, US dollars, Mugabe in December 2016 introduced the bond note, a new paper currency with each bond note worth $1. Mugabe said that only a limited number of bond notes would be printed so that hyperinflation would not recur. However, bond note inflation has been occurring. According to official figures, the inflation rate was 20.9% in October. However, one analyst says that the official inflation rate is not accurate. The inflation print fails to account for the widening black market premium and therefore does not show the actual rate at which prices are rising in the informal market. October's rapid increase in prices is likely to lead to even more confusion and panic among local consumers. The black market inflation rate is 244.6%. Zimbabwe Herald and Bloomberg in New Zimbabwe. Related articles. Zimbabweans on panic buying spree as bond notes crash, October 7, 2018. Zimbabwe's post-election violence raises concerns about economy, August 4, 2018. Zimbabwe bans food imports as new bond note currency crashes, October 21, 2017. Venezuela's currency becomes worthless, as Zimbabwe introduces new currency, December 8, 2016. Zimbabwe launching a Soviet-style command agriculture program, August 20, 2016. Liberation hero Robert Mugabe now destroys Zimbabwe with cholera, December 8, 2008. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.